Hi, this is Huggy Boy. This is going out to all the homies on a Sunday afternoon.
This is how we do it.
You wanted to never rush your money.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 22 of Hops and Notes. I'm flying solo today. I'm just going to do a quick, recap or review or whatever you want to call this of the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm recording this on Monday, so it was yesterday, but by the time this comes out, it'll probably be on Friday, so 4 or 5 days ago, whatever. But before we talk about that, because we all just saw it. Yeah, I'm enjoying a Crispy Boy, Montucky Cold Snacks. Montucky Cold Snacks was founded in 2012 by two young Montanans? I don't know. They're from Montana. Who were tired of their day jobs and wanted to create a business and product that they were passionate about. It's an American-style lager. It's light and crispy. It's 4.1%, 102 calories. They use no corn syrup, no corn or rice fillers, and it's a vegan-friendly recipe. They do donate proceeds to local causes, which I think is pretty dope. It's a Crispy Boy. I mean, it's one of those beers that you can drink all day and not be completely obliterated. Out of 5 bottle caps, I'll give it a solid 3. Like, I enjoy getting it when I'm out if I see it, and they're usually pretty cheap too, so I appreciate it. Oh, yeah. This is probably going to be a quick episode. So yesterday, February 11th, was the Super Bowl. And of course, doing the Super Bowl halftime show was Usher along with some guests. The set list was Caught Up, You Don't Have to Call, Superstar, Love in This Club, If I Ain't Got You with Alicia Keys, My Boo with Alicia Keys, Confessions Part 2, Nice and Slow, Burn, You Got Burn, Bad Girl, You Got It Bad, OMG, Turned Down for What was Lil Jon, and then Yeah was Lil Jon and Ludacris. Will.i.am is getting credited as well on the site that I'm seeing. But yeah, Will.i.am was up on the stage. Let's get into it. So the show itself, The show itself was about 13-ish minutes, a little longer than that, not too bad. I did like the beginning disclaimer. This may cause singing, dancing, sweating, gyrating, possible relationship issues. I enjoyed that. I thought that was silly. I did call the opening song being Caught Up. I think they even announced that Confession. This is like this is the 20-year anniversary of Confessions. So that kind of explains why this set was so full of Confession songs, but also Confession slaps, so that doesn't surprise me at all. I do like the opening. I do like Caught Up. It's a great song to start with. Gets people hyped, but it's not like doing Yeah right away. I'm glad they saved Yeah for last because it's just a banger. It gets everybody hyped. I don't know. From what I saw, I read a few reviews of this already online. From what I saw, there was a mic issue, and you could kind of tell. We thought it was that whoever set up the sound for the mic wasn't feeding into the broadcast. It was just the mic for the stadium itself, which could have been a thing. It did end up getting fixed later, but I don't know if that was just, you know, the broadcast or if it actually was a mic problem. I thought the live band was dope as fuck throughout the whole show. I think they only helped what was going on up there. They made the song sound like better, I think. It was very cool. Like I said, just the live bands, especially with R&B and hip hop, it's phenomenal. It's so fucking cool. Alicia Keys can do no wrong. I love her. I almost lost my shit when she started playing If I Ain't Got You because I love that song, that piano, like, oh, man, incredible. I did notice that Usher went full Michael Jackson and only had one glove on when they started singing, so that made me laugh a little bit. Let It Burn was fucking dope. The stage itself, like with the fire screen, like on the floor and everything. I thought it was a very good, like, cool way to do it. And of course, I'm not going to do the whole song because they got to cram as many songs in as they can in this short amount of time. Oh, and of course, You Got It Bad slaps. And of course, that's when he's going to take his shirt off and get everybody excited. But I thought one of the coolest things was having her come out and do the guitar solo for You Got It Bad. That shit was dope as fuck. I thought that was incredible. I don't listen to her a lot, but I do know a lot of people like her. I'm going to probably check out some of her music eventually. Just, you know, I haven't yet, but I do know she's a very popular name, if you will. And of course, she got the solo was a little longer because I had to give Usher time to go in the back and change and put roller skates on, which the roller skates was fucking dope. He could move in those roller skates, by the way. The man was dancing. It looked incredible. I personally think roller skates are a lot of fun. So seeing them get used for the halftime show was really dope. And like I said, he can dance in them. It was great. I did like Lil Jon starting Turn Down For What, like among the people, almost crowd surfing. And I feel like, I don't know if it's a broadcast thing or people are just like, it didn't seem like the crowd was as hyped, but maybe it's just because they have all the sound focused on the stage and the performers that we don't get to hear the crowd's reaction to a lot of stuff. But Lil Jon was lit. The people he was like in the crowd with looked pretty hyped. So that was kind of cool. And like I said, of course I had an idea or I had a feeling that, yeah, I was going to be the closer just because, you know, it's obviously the most popular one and people love it. The memes about the outfits that say they look like they play for Globo Gym was fucking hilarious because they were kind of funky and Ludacris came out like with that whole like body armor looking like shoulder pads thing. He's dope though. I fucking love Luda. I do wish, I really wish he could have done like maybe one of his own songs because I love his music. But you know, it is what it is. It's not his show again. And like, again, time. What are you going to do? Overall, I do think it was a good show. I did enjoy it. It was a lot of fun. I give it a 7 out of 10. Like, it wasn't boring. I had a good time with it. The review I read earlier, I wish I could find it. I had to close it because it was giving my browser some problems. But the review I read earlier, dude hated it. He was talking all kinds of shit and, like, said, I don't know, he was talking shit on, like, the production overall. He was saying that that Usher was boring, that her was only good because he needed time to change. And I was, I don't know. That's a lot, man. I had a lot of fun. I really liked all this stuff. All the things they did with the stage, the dancing, the costume changes. I thought it was dope as hell. But yeah, you know, it was a good time. In other music-related news, kind of artist-related news, of course, everyone's favorite girl, Taylor, was up in the video. I am very upset that the Chiefs won. Not because of Taylor Swift, because I genuinely don't like the Chiefs. And that's okay, everybody. I don't have a problem with her. but she was up in the video. We did have a count on how many times they were showing her, and I believe it was 13 right as the game ended. So all the Swifties can get hyped about that. Who else was there? I saw Jay-Z was there. Ooh, I did see on Twitter that Bieber was cited in Vegas. And I was telling people, like, cool, he was cited. That does not mean he's going to perform. Honestly, I thought he was, like, paralyzed or something because of that health thing he had. I didn't keep up with him. He kind of fell off the face of the earth. And then, you know, I saw that. People were all excited. They thought he was going to perform. He didn't. I think people were pretty enraged about that. I think Lady Gaga was there, Jay-Z, Beyonce. Overall, though, again, back to the halftime show. Great. Yeah, what did you guys think? I'll put a poll up when I post this episode. I'll put a poll up on the Instagram so you guys can give me your thoughts and feels because I am genuinely curious about what other people thought. Thanks for listening to this very short episode of Hops and Notes. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this cold snack because it's pretty warm today and this is crispy as hell. You can find me on Instagram at Rathchild714. This podcast page is Hops and Notes Pod. You can follow more shows like this, other shows I've been on, the other podcasts I'm on, Turning Tables, on the Horrible People's Network. That's HORRORBLE People's Network on Instagram. Until next time, man. I don't know. Until next time, it's officially baseball season. Or not officially, but as I transfer from football to baseball season. Get excited about that. We'll talk about more music later. I got an episode coming up with Alex and Ruben, so get hyped, y'all. Peace.
For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to Horrible People's Network on Instagram. That's HORROREBLE People's Network on Instagram.